a lengthy message. Let's turn to the book of John, if you would, for just a second. Thank you, choir and musicians. And we'll give them an opportunity in a little bit to have some special expressions and appreciations. But John chapter 1, you'll turn there in your Bible. I want to read two verses, really, verses 1 and verse 14. As we think about the infant holy and then the infant lowly. And as we look at John chapter 1, beginning with verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, the Logos. And the Word was with God. And the Word was not a little God. Amen? Some perversions and versions and some cults Bibles have, and he was a little God, just another little God. But no, that's not what the Word of God says. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And he lived with God, theos, throughout all of eternity. And the Scripture reminds us, 2 Corinthians 5:21, the Bible says, "For he hath made him to be sin for us." He made him, this Holy One, this one who was God and co-equal with God, who knew no sin. He made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God. You see, he was the infant holy. He had no sin nature. He was born of a virgin, and he didn't have the curse of Adam on him at all. That little bitty baby that was brought forth was God in the flesh, without sin. That's why the virgin birth is so important. Some people say it isn't important. I beg to disagree with you 100%. The virgin birth is important. Without the virgin birth, we don't have a Savior. Jesus was God, co-equal with the Father, always has been, but through a miracle of God, a wonderful miracle. Isn't it amazing, they were singing a while ago. Isn't it amazing that he came, a miracle? The Holy One, God himself, came down to this earth by way of the virgin birth. The infant holy. Be sure we know who he was. And then the infant lowly, the one who came. Verse 14, and the Word was made flesh. Wow. The eternal Logos, part of the Trinity, God himself was made flesh. Incarnate and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. He came in the flesh. He says that in the first part of that. He was made flesh. He limited himself to some of the same things that we have. He got tired. He got thirsty. He got hungry. He hurt. He had pain. All of those things. God became a servant. Jesus became the lowly one who went through all that he went through that you and I could be saved. The Bible says he dwelt among us. Another way of saying that is he tabernacled among us. He threw up his tent among us. He camped among us. And we got to behold his glory. We beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten Son of God. The Word beheld means we observed it. There's the root word comes from the word, we get the word theater from it. That means you watch and you watch and you observe. And we got to see the life of Christ, the people there that were around him, and we get to study it and know what the Bible says about it. The Lord Jesus Christ, we beheld him. We got to see him. We got to see God in the flesh. We beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father. He humbled himself. He tabernacled among us. He came and that we could observe his life and know that he was the perfect one. It wasn't a casual glance. We scrutinized his life. Believe me, everybody did in that day. But he proved himself to be God, didn't he? And he was buried and he arose and proved that he was God in the flesh. He came as a servant. Infant holy, infant lowly. Philippians 2:8, and being found in the fashion of man. Listen, he humbled himself. Boy, did he ever humble himself. Can you imagine leaving heaven, leaving the glories of heaven and all there around the throne of the Father? He humbled himself and became obedient unto death. The lowly one, unto death. Even, not just any death, but even the death of the cross. What a horrible, horrible, terrible death Jesus underwent as he was abused and then crucified on the cross. Infant holy, infant lowly. And there this babe grew up, and this babe took our place on the cross of Calvary. I sure am glad he was willing to do it. I thank God that he was willing to come to earth and die on the cross and take the sting of death for me and the penalty of sin for me. Reminds me of the story of the little girl, and her mother was out picking some flowers, and there was a bee sort of buzzing around them, and the little girl began to cry, and her mother said, "Don't be afraid." She said, "Why, Mommy? He's going to sting me." She said, "No." And she rubbed her arm and said, "He just stung me a while ago, and the stinger's still in me, and so he can't sting you." Jesus took our place on the cross. And we don't have to face the sting of death anymore, amen? We don't have to face eternity separated from him, because the infant holy, Jesus, God, came down to this earth to die for us. We're human beings. We have a soul, body, spirit. We're going to live somewhere forever, either in heaven or hell. No other place, no in between. We're going to live in heaven or hell. And the only way we can know we're going to heaven is through trusting Jesus as our Savior. And thank God for the infant lowly. Titus 2:14, I might remind us, and this is for Christians. If you're here without Christ, trust Christ as your Savior. But Christians, remember why he saved us. The infant holy became the infant lowly in Titus 2:14, who gave himself, there it is again, the infant lowly, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us, buy us back so we could go to heaven. Not only that, but redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, a different people. And you see, because of the infant lowly, we ought to be a different people tonight, zealous of good works. He came to save us so that we could go to work for him, serve him, live for him, live a holy life, and represent the Lord Jesus Christ, and forever say to him, "Thank you, thank you, thank you for becoming the infant lowly that I might be saved." And saying to him, "I owe you my whole life, everything, absolutely everything, my whole life, living it for you, just for you. I think about you when I get up. I think about you all day long. I think about you whether I'm at work, whether I'm at play, whatever I'm doing, on vacation, traveling. It matters not. Whatever I'm doing, I think of you all the time, because you're my God, you're my Savior, and I owe you my everything, my whole life." Aren't you glad tonight the infant holy became the infant lowly, that we could be saved tonight and live a life and serve him? And he who knew no sin, never sinned, became sin for us, that we might know the righteousness of God. Let's stand, please. Every head is bowed for just a moment. I want to ask you, if you died tonight, are you listening? Say amen. If you died tonight, are you positive, 100% for sure, you're going to heaven? And if you say, "I'm not sure," or maybe you would say, "No, I'm not," then, oh, my dear friend, you're not here by accident tonight. God in his providence has allowed you to come to this church. It could have happened in a number of churches tonight, but you're here, and God has showed you this is the way to get saved. Jesus came to this earth, took your place, paid all your sin debt, past, present, future. And what does he ask of you? Not that you're perfect, but that you come just as you are and trust him as your Savior. And call upon him. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, believing that you're a sinner, believing he died for you and paid your sin debt, whosoever, anybody, shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right then, right there, instantly. be born again, born into the family of God. Listen, dear sir, dear ma'am, dear child that is here tonight, a couple of you, listen, come to Christ tonight if you're not saved. God loves you. That's what this is all about, Christmas. Jesus died for you. And I would encourage you to step out to the aisle and issue in a moment. Don't be embarrassed. We're not going to embarrass you. We'll be glad if you come. We'll be thrilled if you come. And so will God. You'll just step out and be saved tonight. Maybe you as a Christian need to do some business with God. You know whether you've really been living for Him or whether your life has been a life that's dedicated to Him. You know. Father, the invitation is yours. Thank you for these beautiful songs that we've heard tonight, based on Scripture, songs of truth, spiritual songs that have reminded us of infant holy and infant lowly, our Lord and our Savior, your Son. And oh God, I pray tonight that people who might be here, who are not saved, who are not born again, who are not prepared to die, that they'd come tonight and receive Jesus as their Savior. They would not be embarrassed, and they would not listen to the lies of the devil, but trust Christ. And as believers, help us. Perhaps we need to set the pace and lead the way. May your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen.